42. You probably figure out that the back of this hymn sheet is mainly children's hymn, right? So we'll stay back there for a while. Hymn number 42. Okay, now, many of you know how I like to sing this hymn. So I'm going to tell it again in case some that don't know. I like to sing this hymn twice. Now, and the second time around, we're going to change the wordings a little bit so it'll fit everyone in this room. The first time around, we'll sing it the way it is. The second time around, we're going to change the word. In the first line, it will sing, a little child of 70 or even 34. Because we have lots of people here that we want to make sure we're all included in this hymn. Okay? So we'll sing it twice. The first time the way it is. So for a little child of 7, or even 3 or 4. I see some little ones here. So we know that this hymn is for them. But then we see the big boys and the big girls here who perhaps are in the age of 70. You know, when I learned this hymn, it was so funny. I was 34 years old when a sister who was 92 years old taught me this hymn. So that was very precious to me to think of that little young sister of 92 teaching this young boy of 34. So let's sing this together. A little child of 7, even 3 or 4, may enter into heaven through Christ the open door. Gospel message is about, isn't it? The gospel message, which we're proclaiming at this Sunday school, we proclaimed it last night at the gospel meeting, and the night before that, and also during the other meetings, some have mentioned what the gospel really is. It's the message that God loves us, and that He gave His Son to die for us on the cross, and it's for all, isn't it? Whosoever will can come. So here, it doesn't matter what your age is. We see some 3, 4, 7, 34, and I know some of you young people, they are getting to that age, well, maybe getting close, got another 10 or 15 years to go to become 34. And I know some here are 70, and we had a brother yesterday we sang happy birthday to. He was only 60. So we got a long way to go to get to that 70. But regardless, if they are 70 or 34 or 3 or 4, there's something in common here, isn't it? We all have to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Through Christ, the open door. Well, there is that open door, but for, it says here, when the heart believeth on Christ, the Son of God. That's the gospel message, that God loves you. He sent His Son to die for you. That's why the Word of God said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. So we believe that Jesus died for us, and that He rose again from the dead after 3 days. We believe that He died and He lives again. He said, we will be saved. So then the soul receiveth salvation through His blood. Let's have another hymn. There's a big boy down there with his hand up.
Number 43.
Number 43. Oh, isn't that nice? One door and only one. There's only one way to be saved, isn't it? One door. Hymn number 43. One door. Another hymn? Okay. 44. Hymn number 44. Into a tent where a gypsy boy lay. Hymn number 44. Into a
tent where a gypsy boy lay, dying alone at the close of the day. News of salvation we carry, said he.
This is one of my favorite hymns about this gypsy boy. You know, we think of living in a tent. How many of you like tenting? You do that? No? Never ask mom and dad sometimes to even pitch a tent in the backyard? Is that something fun to do? Is it? Yeah? What do you like about tenting?
Sleeping out there.
Sleeping out there. Yeah, but think of this boy now. Huh? This boy, he's a gypsy boy. He doesn't really have a home. This poor little boy lived in a tent. And do you think he was having fun in that tent? We do, don't we? When we go tenting, we have fun. And I remember last year we went tenting, and the girls didn't do the tent right, and they touched it during the big rainstorm. They had a lot of fun because it got wet. You know, they thought it was grand. But here, this gypsy boy, dying, is set in the tent. Oh, how sad. But he heard something nice, something so good. What is the something he wants this person to tell him again? Who can tell me what that something is? He says, tell it again. Tell me it again. What is it? No one know what that is? What is it? The salvation story, that's right. That's the story we like to tell you because it's so good of a story. The story that Christ Jesus came into the world to save me. Here is this little gypsy boy, he's dying. But yet he wants someone to tell him the same story again. Do you think he know what the way of salvation is? I think he did because he said, tell it again. He heard it. Now, boys and girls, how many of you do not know what the salvation story is? Has anyone here not heard of the name of Jesus? Have anyone here not know the verses? As I look around this room, I know many of you. Your mom and dad have taught you a lot of verses, especially verses in regard to salvation. Am I right? From a little child, you learn the scriptures. Now, if someone would ask you, Josh, what would you tell him? What do you think the salvation story... What would you say to this little boy? I shouldn't pick on you, should I? I should ask you even if a volunteer would. What would you guys tell him? What do you think the story would be? Now, remember, it can be long. You don't have an hour to tell this boy. He's dying. He's dying, here says. What would you say to him? Yes?
The Lord died for him.
That the Lord died for him. And what's the result of the fact that the Lord died for him? Anyone back there? I know you know the answer. I see a lot of smiles on the faces. Well, the fact that the Lord Jesus died for him, what happened? He can be saved. That's right. Thank you. That's the salvation story. That the Lord Jesus came into the world to save sinners like this little boy. Is it because he's a sinner because he's poor? Is that why he's a sinner? He only lived in a tent? No. Because we're all born in sins. The Word of God said, for all have sinned. A-L-L. Who's included in this room when it says all? Are you part of that all? Yes? Are you part of that all? You have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So we have to know that. And that is part of the story of God's love. To know that all have sinned. But God sent His Son to die for sinners like you and I. And you know, it's so beautiful to think that. It says in the last verse, He was dying. It says bending. You know, he's whispering to the point you could hardly hear him. He's just dying, fading away. And he said, bending, we caught the last words of his breath. Just as he entered the valley of death, he said, God send his Son, whosoever, saith he, then I am sure he sent him for me. How many here have that confidence? And actually can say that. I am sure he sent him for me. Okay, let's have another hymn. Who hasn't given one out? Okay.
29.
Hymn number 29. The gypsy boy here, we're going to sing about this very rich man. He's a ruler. He has lots of money and power. Let's see what happened to this man. What a contrast. Hymn number 29.
A ruler once came to Jesus, my Lord, to ask him the way of salvation and life. The master made answer in words. blessings to you be in vain. Ye must be born again. Ye must be born again. Ye must be born again. I verily say unto thee, ye must be born again. O ye who would enter this glorious rest and sing with the ransomed the song of the blessed, the life everlasting if ye would obtain, ye must be born again. Ye must be born again. Ye must be born again. I verily, verily say,
a little story. You know, last night, some of the big boys wanted to go outside and play basketball. And you boys do that? It's dark outside. They wanted to play basketball, and I said to them, I said, you know, just go to my trunk. I have a fluorescent light. How many of you have seen this kind of light? A very fancy light, you know. There's a flashlight on one end. Have you seen that? And then you got a blinking light on the side. You can make it blink red here. You can make it blink amber, I guess that's the proper color. Or if you want more light, you can actually turn the fluorescent light on and they give you a lot more light than a flashlight. And I thought, well, go get it from the trunk and you'll be able to play basketball, because it's kind of hard to shoot without being able to see where the ball and where the hoop is, right? So they went out there and they got the flashlight, and a few minutes later they came back and they said, well, it doesn't work. I said, what do you mean it doesn't work? Well, it doesn't work. I go, well, it used to work. It's a very fancy light. It's more than just a regular flashlight. It should work, right? He said, well, it doesn't work. I said, well, what's wrong? He said, well, there are no batteries in it. But we got this nice light, and you know, here's the funny part. One of the reasons I wanted a good light in my car is in case if we get stuck out there in the dark, I want to be able to see something. And you know, I trusted in this light for many months. It's been sitting in the trunk for many months. And I thought, you know, if I ever get stuck, I'm okay. At least I can see. And the confidence I had on something that's fancy and good just went away last night. I thought, boy, if I got stuck in a dark country road, I'd go out to the car, pull this flashlight out, what do you think's going to happen? Nothing. You're right. Nothing. Not only could they not play ball, you know, what a terrible light. This light is no good, is it? Right? We should throw it away. Right? You're smiling. Why?
Because you can put batteries in it.
It doesn't work.
You could still put batteries in it.
But it doesn't work.
Big deal.
Oh. Is it the problem with the light?
Yes, it has no batteries.
Ah, the problem is it has no battery in it. That's smart. So you got to put batteries in it. Well, I was thinking of a verse. How many of you children have Bibles with you? Let's turn to one verse. You see, we are to be like this light, are we not? And I think many of us could be just like this light. Now let's read a verse in Matthew's Gospel. That's the first book in the New Testament. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, verse 16. It says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. This is what God wants us to do. We're to be like a light before men. We're to shine before men. And the purpose for shining before man is not saying, look at me. We had that before us yesterday, didn't we? It's not me, but to glorify God. Well, before we can even discuss this verse, I have to look around the room again. And I have to raise the questions to some of you. If you have not yet accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, this verse doesn't mean much to you, does it? If you are still lost in your sin, you can't shine for the Lord. So the purpose of this meeting, part of the purpose is to let you know and be reminded that you are a sinner in God's sight and that you need to be saved. And that God is offering you a gift, that is His Son. Because the Word of God said, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, as I look around the room again, I know many of you, and I trust that many of you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. So I feel as in a children's meeting like this, we can go beyond salvation. We can go into our walk as Christians. You may be 3 or 4, you may be 7, you may be 34, or you may be 70. We're to shine for the Lord, aren't we? Now here, how many of us, and I use the word us, because remember they say when you point your finger at somebody, 3 of those fingers come back and pointing back to yourself. So how many of us are like this flashlight? Really, it is pretty good. It works when there are batteries in it. How are we to shine? Now, I fail to bring my other flashlight. I often carry a little pan flashlight about this long, and it gives a little light. Now, which flashlight do you think would work better the way it is? A little flashlight? Oh, thank you. Someone does. Which one of these flashlights do you think work better? Look at this little thing here. You see this? But, oh, look at this. Which one do you think worked better right now? The little one? Why?
Because that one doesn't have any batteries.
Oh. What if I took this battery and put it in there?
That one worked.
But he said this one doesn't have a battery and this one does.
Battery has to be bigger.
Oh, so you can't take someone else's batteries and put it in yours. That's right. You're so right. We can't just depend on someone else. So how many of us can associate ourselves? We are the light, but yet we are the light without batteries. And how are we to shine? You know, we talk about camping. We went on a trip one time, and there was a place, I can't remember where that is now, had a big cave. And you can go for these tours inside a cave. How many of you children like that? And yeah, you would, wouldn't you? And they have two choices. You go up there, it says historic tour or just a regular tour. Now, what they mean by the regular tour is for the tourists that can walk up to the elevator and they drop you down from that elevator. You go in, it's well lit. People go in, take a look around, and they say, wow, and they leave. The historic tour is they will give you a little paint can. Can you picture a paint can being held sideways with one candle in it, and that's it. And you have to walk through all these caves. In fact, they look at you and say, if you're too big, they won't let you in because certain passages are so small. So there's a screening of people's size. If you're too tall, too small, they won't let you go in because it's kind of fun. You go in, you crawl through tunnels, you climb. And anyway, we went about a mile into the cave and we came into this huge room as if someone put this room in there. And the man said, it's time to rest. So we stopped. And then he said, while we're resting, he said, I want you to blow your candles out. So we did. With the candles out, no light in that big cavern. It was so dark that you can put your fingers up almost to your nose and still can't see it. And all of a sudden, this man took a match and he struck the match. Now, that match just lit the whole room up. Now, you may say, but that's just a little match. Have you ever liked a match before? Is it bright? But when it's in a very dark room, it was so bright we can see everyone in the room. You see, boys and girls, when we're in a very dark world, sometimes we think we need to have a big torchlight to shine. But when it's really dark around us, you don't need a lot of light to be a testimony. We are to be a testimony for the Lord, but we need to have some batteries in our light, don't we? How do we feed that light? Here's the batteries. The Word of God. You know, sometimes we talk about how young people would say and children would say, you know, I went to this reading meeting. It's not for me. I don't understand anything they're talking about. Am I right in saying that? You guys say that? No? No? I still do. There are times that I sit there and go, I have no idea what this brother means. And I have to go back and look it up or get the tape and listen to it over and over again, trying to understand what they have to say. Well, young people often say that. But you know, that's okay. Because what you need to do is to be under the sound of His Word. Here's a verse, I hope I remember it. I think it's in Isaiah. Maybe someone can help me. I just thought of that. It says, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line. There it is, Isaiah chapter 28. Here's a verse that really helped me. Because I know from this verse, I don't need to understand everything all at once. But I need to constantly be able to come to the Word of God and learn more. So you as children must think about that. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 28, verse 10. It says, for precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. And now, notice here too that it keeps repeating the same phrase. You know, as if the Word of God knows, and He said, David, I know you're not going to understand it, so I'm going to say it to you again and again. So, boys and girls, be at the meetings. Be with the Word of God when you're home and study the Word of God. You don't understand it? That's okay. Let's learn a little bit. And really, this message is not just for boys and girls, is it? It's for us all. That we must be before the Lord to learn His Word. We need to charge our battery in a sense. We need to fill it up. You know, I talked to someone the other day and she said she loved cars. Now, I won't look the way, so I won't embarrass anyone on that. So you wouldn't know who I'm talking about, even though you may. You know, it's like cars. Some boys I know have more than one car, right? I know someone with three or four cars in the garage or driveway. Now, think about that. If you have four cars in the driveway, what if there are no gas in the gas tank? How good are those cars to you? It's no good, is it? So the cars have to be ready for the master's use. So if you want those cars to be useful, you would have to fill it up with gas and maintain it regularly, don't you? So you may be little right now, but you remember that. When you get a car someday, or maybe mom and dad will give you a car, you say, Mom, and we need to do that. Now, think about this too, though. Are you, young people now, be willing for the master's use? Or would you rather say, I don't want to go that way. I want to go my way. We need to be as a light, but yet willing and be ready for the master's use. So you think of this boy or this girl that have three or four cars in the driveway. Now she have a choice when she comes out to the driveway and say, I think I'll take the Mustang convertible today. Now, is the other car no good? No. It's just that the master decided to use that. So we should be a willing vessel for the master's use. Be ready for him when he calls on us and be ready for the service. That's how we shine for the world. Not to go out there and try to make a name for ourselves. And here's something interesting too, young people. Someone came to me, came to my attention on that. He said, if you ever look at books, you know, even books, a lot of Christian books, you'll find that in the back of the book, often you'll find a big picture of the writer. Am I right? And a big blurb about his credibility and credentials and who they are and how many books they wrote and so on. And then you compare that to some of the brethren's writing, and often you'll find it's just a no-color description book with a topic and perhaps no name, or maybe just a three-letter initials on it to identify who the writer is, but not to make big glory before man. But we're to shine before man as a testimony for what? Let's go back to that verse again in Matthew chapter 5. See if we can remember that. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Let your light so shine before men. You know, here's the funny part too. We're lazy. Well, I'm lazy. I know most of us are. We only learn part of a verse often too, don't we? We probably hear this verse quoted many times. Let a light so shine before men. That's right. But we didn't utilize the whole verse because the thought continued with this sentence. So let's read it properly. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorified your Father which is in heaven. Oh, do you know that people are watching you? That's how you shine for the Lord in this world. It's the little things, as they say. You know, you might do things and someone will say, well, that's okay, nobody's going to know. Well, the Lord knows, doesn't he? It's little things, isn't it? And sometimes we don't think of the little thing as a problem. But remember, the world is watching. And when we do the little things, do we think that, am I doing it for the glory of our Lord? So, young people, children, study the Word of God. Whether you understand it or not, learn it. Fuel yourself, in a sense. It's almost like those cars in the driveway. Maybe you can only put about 6 ounces of gas in it right now. That's okay. Tomorrow we'll put a few more ounces in it. Maybe we'll have a full tank eventually. And even though we get a full tank, then we learn, don't we? Then we got to learn how to drive that car. Well, it's like, just like that. We got to be ready for the Master's use so we can shine for the glory of our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, we have time for 2 more hymns. Let's have someone further. Oh, okay.
93.
Hymn 93. Well, maybe we won't sing 93 today. Is that okay? We don't have the hymn book with 93 in it. What's the name of that hymn?
What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Oh, I think it's in here, is it not? Okay, we're singing What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Okay, that's a nice hymn. Hymn number 39. Oh, you just had the two numbers reversed. That's all. What?
Yeah.
Short one. Okay.
54.
54? Hmm, we're going to have trouble with that one. What's the name of that one?
How about 41?
Can we sing 40? We sang 41 already. Can we sing 46? Sure. Glad, T-I-D-I-N-G-S. I like the spelling song, too. Do you know what, do you know what that word is? T-I-D-I-N-G-S. That means good news. News. It says glad news. Let's sing that one because that's what the Sunday school is about. We bring you good news. The good news that J-E-S-U-S, Jesus, has come to save me. Glad T-I-D-I-N-G-S.